Lecture 3, Our Earliest Ancestors.
This lecture covers a mere 1 million years of our past. It picks up the story from 3 million years ago and ends about 2 million years before present. It covers one of the most important and still least understood periods of human prehistory. First, we're going to describe the three major forms of hominid that we know of that split off from earlier lines about 3 million years ago. And for the first time, we're going to encounter humans, a branch of hominids which are known generically as Homo, but include the first well-identified human, Homo habilis, probably the first hominid to make stone tools. Tool-making, as we all find out, is one of the defining characteristics of humankind. In the second part of the lecture, I'm going to describe the salient features of Homo habilis, and we'll find out that it was more ape-like than human in its behavior. Then we'll go on and describe Olduvai Gorge in Tanzania, and the celebrated sites and tools from there which paint a portrait of our earliest ancestors as scavengers and foragers. And lastly, I'll define the fundamental differences between Homo and other hominids 2.5 million years ago, when the very first archaeological sites appear. Archaeological sites as defined by being present there, evidence for human behavior and tool-making. And we'll conclude that a vast chasm separated these, our earliest forebears, from the very first true humans who appeared about 2 million years ago. As we said in the last lecture, 3 million years ago, a great diversity of hominids flourished in tropical Africa, notably in the open country of East, Central, and Southern Africa. That's not to say that one day we'll find more hominids elsewhere, but at the moment, these are the areas we're most unknown from. These, as I said in the last lecture, were known as the Australopithecines, various forms of the hominid first identified by Raymond Dart in 1924. Between 3 and 2 million years ago, there were at least three main forms of hominid. Now, these broad categories I'm going to give you actually probably disguise many lesser-known forms, some of whom have not yet even been identified. The original form, found by Raymond Dart in 1924, was Australopithecus africanus, the southern ape human of Africa. This was a very small, gracile hominid, very lightly built, with a small, delicate skull and a face with a snout, a prognathous face. Didn't stand very high. It was very nimble and clearly highly mobile. But very little else is known about this small creature. But it appears to have been an evolutionary dead end, one of the branches of the bush which ended. Sometime after the discovery of Australopithecus africanus, a much more robust form was found. This was named Australopithecus robustus on account of its heavy, squat build and its massive skull with a crest on the back which helped support the jaw. These hominids also had small brains and teeth which were adapted for chewing coarse, fibrous plant matter. These apparently were plant eaters.